This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, before the New England Patriots depart for Curtis's home away from home, London, England, Jelani Tavai will join us on this show sometime in the next half an hour or so. And we'll send him off to jolly old England with our best wishes.
You know what, Wiggy? I hope that defensive front mines the A-gap, if you know what I mean.
All right. But cherry out.
Before we get to Jelani, a couple leads remaining this morning, including yours, Wiggy. Hello and good morning.
All right, hello. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a blessed day.
You went a little English there at the start.
Yeah. That was for the London brethren out there.
The vice president. Many different accents.
It's called blending into the environment you're in, being a chameleon.
I understand. So
as I start to follow the WNBA, and I'm not a huge fan of it, but I follow it like a lot of people do. The hate for Angel Reese is just starting to get overboard. Here's Joe Button on the Joe Button podcast. If you don't know who Joe Button is, he had one song. It was a big hit, Pump It Up, back in the day.
Pump It Up.
Exactly. But the hate towards Angel Reese about her needing to sit her ass down. Listen to this.
You was talking about WNBA earlier. Did y'all see Angel Reese on Wildin' Out?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Angel Reese Wildin' Out. I don't know if I've seen her on Wildin' Out. Angel Reese won't down.
It's getting hard to
and defend. That's what I meant to say last time I asked y'all, and we kind of just, you know, black men.
I don't want to speak.
We trying,
bro.
But she won't go sit down somewhere for a second.
Well, she's been everywhere. She's been on Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon's show. She's been at the Chicago Bears game.
She has her own podcast.
She's been doing photo shoots. I think she's...
I'm going to vote for whoever increases the number of podcasts in America.
You know, she has a good podcast.
Yeah, she
has good people.
Yeah, she had...
How many times have you listened to her podcast?
I haven't.
I have, because Kayla Nicole was just on Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend. Yeah. So... She has a good. I'm just saying, she does a good job.
Needs the tea.
There you go. Hey, you find that interesting for you? But the fact that she's young, and I don't care about her age because she could be older. She's single. She's trying to live her best life. She's trying to make money.
Want her to sit down.
No, enjoy.
She shouldn't.
Do what you
got to
do. Do what you got
to
do. If this is, you know, building your brand, and this is going to help you, then fine with it. But the fact that all these people, especially dudes coming out like, sit your ass down, don't dress like this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, let her live. Like, she ain't out there like wilding out, causing trouble.
Right.
She's just out there trying to live her best life and, you know, put some coin in her pocket and, you know, and make the WNBA kind of relevant, what, you know, her and Caitlin Clark are doing. They do it in different ways.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, but the hate that she gets is maddening.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Well, as David Bowie once sang, changes are apparently coming to the New England Patriots this week. And they get ready for the Jaguars, team with the identical 1-5 record in London, England. And this is what Gerard Mayo said yesterday.
I will say this, like, there will be changes for this game. And so my message to the coaches and the players, really, we want our most dependable players out there that we can really count on. If you're going to, you know, pre-snap, post-snap penalties, we can't live that way. So I guess to answer your question is the personnel part of it, like a wake-up call.
You mentioned changes this week. Just to clarify, does that mean in the starting lineup, or what are those changes?
Yeah, there'll definitely be changes in the starting lineup. Look, we got to put the best guys out there that give us the best chance to win.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Well,
like, it seems like you got yourself a new quarterback, and you have an opportunity if you're Gerard Mayo and the New England Patriots to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Start fresh, you know, and to get guys in there, they were penalized last 2 weeks, 21 total times.
Right.
And so he spoke a lot about that yesterday. This is a very winnable football game, says our Swami Shine.
100% it is. The Jacksonville Jaguars on defense are one of the worst defenses in all of football. Big game from Hunter Henry incoming. And so I think this is an opportunity where Drake May can really kind of like let it fly.
And a lot of talk about last year of late. If the Patriots win Sunday, identical record as last season, 2-5.
Yeah, it's just
the smartest man on planet Earth.
It's about holding guys accountable when they're not making the plays, or they're, like he said, pre-snap, post-snap penalties, making the same mistakes over and over, not being productive enough. Like, that's what you need to do as a coach. And maybe you have to put a guy in that might not be as talented as the guy you got in there,
but knows how to tackle somebody.
Knows how to tackle. It's not going to jump off sides. Yeah. The little things, right. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, my expectations of this team winning a ton of games, not very high.
Okay, but this is a winnable one.
Oh, that's it is.
That's what I'm excited about.
Right, it is.
And but football, 9:30 Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Like, how
that
great
sucks,
is that?
Though.
I don't think it sucks. I
yeah,
love
I don't
it.
Like
it. You don't
yeah.
like it?
No, I like
oh,
the 1 o'clock stop.
I like that the Patriots are over before the game starts.
Yeah. are there people who don't like it?
Why don't you like it?
What a weirdo.
I like 12, 1 o'clock start. I don't want to have to...
What are you doing in the morning? Like,
well, I want to just chill and relax.
Are you sitting in front of the faux fireplace or something?
Like, no, I'm with Wiggy.
I'm with Wiggy. When it's a 9:30, it's like you wake up and all of a sudden the game's on.
That's almost great.
Yeah,
that's the greatest thing in the world.
I'm driving in here to do NFL Sunday, and it's like the best thing in the world to put it on the
give
radio.
Give yourself a ding for that, please.
Yeah,
chime for working hard. Thank you.
Greg, I honestly...
Stress brag. Yes.
I want to move to Hawaii for many reasons when I'm done with all this. But near the top of the list is 8 a.m. football every
Hell
Sunday.
Hell no.
God,
Hell
is
no.
that awesome.
That means I got to be up at 6:30, yeah. You know, getting cut.
I'm up.
No. I mean, listen, I don't have a 2-year-old who's getting me up at 6 a.m., so I like maybe get a little bit of rest. It ain't like it's crazy, but I like to watch Sunday NFL Countdown with Teddy and Randy.
God.
So those, you know, I like
I would rather be kicked in the nuts than watch pregame shows.
Can I make one suggestion to the NFL, though? I think we need to do away with Thursday football and continue this Monday doubleheader, because having a game at 7:30 and then at 8:30 on Monday night is spectacular.
Yeah, but sometimes the doubleheader, if there's two good games on, you get stuck. You can't watch both of them.
Yeah, you can flip back
and
forth.
Well, you got to get a better TV, my man.
Well, it doesn't even have
yourself
have
a, YouTube you have, TV. No. You can watch them both at the same time.
Your TV is lacking.
I can't find picture in picture no more.
Well, it's on YouTube TV.
Some people are calling it online, your TV setup. Embarrassing.
No, don't worry about
it,
big dog.
They saw yesterday, they said, are those faux candles?
Yeah, they are faux candles.
That's what they said.
Don't want to start a fire.
Candles.
And you know, regular candles are not good for you. The stuff that they...
Oh,
right,
my God.
Carcinogens.
Yeah, whatever they...
I know. Nothing's good for you anymore. I don't have the bandwidth to worry about the candles I'm burning in my apartment.
Yeah, but you do it all the time.
Or the laundry detergent.
But you
I can't...
But you always complain about stuff that you won't do because it's not good for you, like certain products.
Yeah.
Stay away from the candles.
You can't take away my candles.
We'll get to this during the news.
Wiggy, you burn them, you buy them.
That's it.
We will get to this during the news, but it appears that the the zero part of Coke Zero is not so zero. For those of you who have been enjoying
it. It was a Coca-Cola problem. Coke Zero was not the actual product affected, but yes.
We're going to get to that a little bit later during the news. All right. And Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots will join us shortly. What are you
pointing
at?
That's such a beautiful setup. That is, like Shime said, cozy.
That is A-plus.
Such a good word.
That is cozy.
I feel like I'm at half nightclub. Half sports bar.
Get me a blanket, and I am cooking.
If you want to, like,
it looks like you went in there with five of your clients for a private lap dance. Is what Wiggy's living room setup looks like.
It gives you a little bit of everything.
That's the mood. Right. That's
for sure. This is good for like a Monday night football. But if you want to, you know, Netflix and chill, cozy.
Bingo.
But you won't let Talina touch that room.
No, I have that area, like the wall in that is mine.
I believe that. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins get a good win on the road. Final score 5-3 over the Avalanche. Five different guys got the five goals. Hampus Lindholm added an assist in this one to get to 2 points. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 22 saves in the win. And we have college football on our airwaves tonight. BC is in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Kickoff is at 7:30. And in the NFL, the Broncos take on the Saints in Thursday Night Football at 8:15. The Dodgers go up 1 in the NLCS last night, shutting out the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. They lead that series 2-1, and over to the ALCS, the Yankees are up 2-0 on the Guardians. Game 3 is tonight. First pitch at 5:08. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. It is a perfect day. We got a beautiful picture, finally, of the pumpkin patch. James at Ward's Berry Farm in Sharon. Absolutely lovely. $72 a pumpkin. The best deal around.
Wow.
37 degrees, mostly cloudy, afternoon high 50.
It looks like he is more agile than his father.
Well, I'm not related, but he's a lovely boy.
Little tire climbing. That's always fun.
All right. We're going to get to They Said It next. And
he actually stacked those.
That's impressive.
A little Drake May ceiling talk. And it appears that there may not be one, according to one NFL analyst. That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.